Authorities in the state of Bihar say heavily armed rebels fired on a makeshift camp at midnight, pulled sleeping villagers out of huts, tied their hands and feet, and then executed them. Police say most of those killed were teenagers, but five children are also among the dead. Media reports say the area has been the site of an inter-caste feud and that the victims were trying to protect 6.5 hectares of cultivated land the rebels are trying to seize. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar says additional forces have been sent into the area, about 200 kilometers north of the state capital Patna, to catch the suspects. The state's chief minister says violence has no place in society, and compensation of $3,000 will be given to families of each victim. A private television station says one of its reporters received a mobile phone text message from a Maoist leader identified as Dablu, threatening to kill Kumar if two top rebel leaders are not released from jail. A state official says police are taking the threat seriously and have tightened security for the chief minister. The Maoist rebels, known as Naxalites, have been waging a violent campaign in several Indian states for decades, demanding land reform and more rural jobs for the poor. Thousands of people have been slain in the fighting. A massacre of underclass villagers, however, is unusual. The rebels typically target government officials, police, and others accused of helping wealthy landlords exploit the poor. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh recently called the Maoist insurgency the single biggest domestic security threat facing the country. India's Air Chief Marshal Pradeep Vasant Naik told reporters Thursday the Air Force is seeking permission from the Defense Ministry to return fire when its aircraft are targeted by the Maoists. Several Air Force helicopters have been shot at by the rebels during the past year. India's military is not directly involved in the counterinsurgency, but is providing logistical, surveillance, and intelligence support to paramilitary and police forces fighting the Maoists. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.